The following essay was originally aired in 2005. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, January 22nd, 9 a.m. Southern Oregon Coast, Cape Blanco Lighthouse. Pounding bursts of air from the southwest batter the modest old lighthouse on the exposed grassy plateau just above me. Everything that could react to powerful winds has been stripped away from this headland long ago, creating a stoic, motionless landscape. Completed in 1870, with a rigid, whitewashed tower, tall lens window, and red, nipple-shaped cupola, Cape Blanco is the oldest continuously operating lighthouse in Oregon. Before electricity arrived to this remote spot, the light was generated by burning lard and mineral oil. Ironically, this isolated cape was the only Oregon landform named on maps for almost 200 years. In 1603, an ill-fated expedition led by Sebastian Vizcaino reached the headland just as bad weather forced his ships to return to Mexico. It is unclear why he named these dark cliffs Cape Blanco. From this spot, the westernmost point in Oregon, I have an unobstructed view to the north and south. The earth rises steeply from the ocean. Narrow beaches sweep back from the cape in a perfect bilateral curve, rapidly regaining their north-south orientation. Wind, rain, and surf have pounded the land into submission, leaving almost every feature worn and rounded. Scores of sea stacks lie offshore. Somehow, their profile remains angular and chaotic, like so many pieces of shattered glass. A few gulls and cormorants rest and watch from the rocky crests of the fortress-like sanctuaries. A vertical path leads from the lighthouse down the meadowed slope to a narrow black sand beach on the leeward side of the cape. A western meadowlark flutters away from the trail just ahead of me and quickly dives for cover. I am grateful to find sanctuary from the crushing winds. The surf breaks 30 feet offshore in an orderly rolling cadence. A harbor seal stares at me with amused, intelligent eyes from atop a cresting wave. A pair of red-throated loons in drab winter plumage commiserates and dives together at the base of the nearest sea stack. The beach is narrow and has been recently scoured by the high tide. Fresh tracks of deer and raccoon are scattered just above the sea rack in new wet sand. A remote beach after high tide can be generous with its secrets. Numerous shells that are normally difficult to find because they have been broken or picked up by beachcombers are scattered here in abundance. Several species of single-shelled, cone-shaped limpet have been deposited by the retreating tides amidst tangled knots of decaying seaweed. Limpet species like the tall, dunce-capped-shaped, white-capped, the rough keyhole with a hole at the peak of its shell, the saddle-shaped unstable, and elliptically formed ribbed are strewn about the sand. The first people regularly harvested larger limpets. The foot was scraped out and eaten raw, or the whole animal was steamed in a rock pit. Leafy hornmouths are decorated with frills and ridges, which allow them to land with the aperture of their shell face down when dislodged by a fish. They are predators that drill through the shells of barnacles, oysters, and mussels and consume the animals inside. Glossy purple olive shells, prized for centuries as additions to necklaces and decorations for clothing, glisten in the sunlight. A large bleached white bone stands out among the disarray. I speculate by its shape that it is the femur or thigh bone from a large seal. It is compressed and has a sizable flange for the attachment of a powerful muscle. I imagine this robust structure connected to a set of smaller, more delicate bones, creating a powerful and gracefully efficient flipper. The artful design of this pale artifact illustrates how evolutionary forces routinely craft a flawless convergence between form and function. Perhaps this is an adequate definition of beauty. My Mount Pisgah Arboretum is sponsoring a lichen walk on Sunday, January 25th from 10 a.m. to noon. The Arboretum is home to many species of these unique organisms. Explore the symbiotic relationships between algae and fungi that create lichens and learn about their ecological importance in Oregon forests. All levels of expertise are welcome on this walk, led by lichen expert Daphne Stone. Meet at the Mount Pisgah Arboretum Visitor Center, rain or shine. There's a small fee for non-members. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y at MSN.com.